The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on.
All right, well, we're back.
I love it. We're back, folks. Our internet is working again.
Kind of, because Joe now, we can't hear Joe again. Hi, Joe.
I'm not muted.
There you are, Joe. I don't know if you were just not talking to the sweet spot or if we're...
No, I've been sitting right here at the sweet spot, man, all night long.
So the connection is fussy tonight. The weather report for the connection is fussy. So, and we're not making any handsy-pansy changes. So we're just going to plow on. Go ahead and cue Betty.
I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this bit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Hey, everyone, it's Anthony, live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe, live in Studio B in Chicagoland. Our chat room is open at shyampa.info, and our phone lines are ready at 813-327-8566.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and this is episode 151 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Trophy Hunting Sausages Salters for Monday, October 22nd, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
So,
I noticed you turned off the webcam.
You know, I decided that maybe that could be one way to improve our audio experience.
It sounds actually a lot better, but I will turn mine off as well.
Okay.
So then that way we can, hopefully this will establish a reasonable connection. Can you hear the background music okay?
I certainly can hear the background music good. Without a doubt. I can hear it without a doubt. So how was your day today, Anthony? All right.
I hate working with vendors. Vendors always make things difficult. Vendors show up late. Vendors do things half-assed. Vendors just do things that vendors do. And it's let me tell you, today was a challenging day. I even got out of work a little bit later than I wanted to, which kind of upsets my whole Monday. But at the end of the day, we're all good now. I think mission has been accomplished in a roundabout sort of, let's kind of put the square peg in the round hole way. But things have been done, and I think the end result will be somewhat acceptable. So how was your day, Joe?
Well, my day was full of errands in the morning.
My.
Homeless Depot.
Ooh, Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Do you have any of those light bulbs with the two prongs that twist in, like the twisty bulb light bulbs with the two prongs?
No, I don't.
I have a few lamps that have that, including an outdoor lamp, and it's impossible to find replacements.
Interesting. Yes. That's sad.
It is. So please continue with your day at Home Depot.
No, I needed to get a new filter for the house because it's the new season.
New season.
Things needed to be cleansed and changed and just taken care of. But yeah, it was pretty much an okay day. I've been, coming up a little bit later, I'm going to tell you about my new vape pen experience.
Yeah, we kind of hooked Joe up with that.
Yeah, it's been a different experience, and we'll just say that. But, ooh, I like what we got coming up here. We got a voicemail.
Yeah, we do. It looks like we have a voicemail from one of our regular listeners. Let me find the button here. Hold on. I'll find the button.
Oh boy.
Where's the button? Blinky button. Here we go. Blinky button.
You have one new and one old message.
Don't worry about
press
the old
one. Press 1-4.
New. That's first from some collection message. Agency.
Lays off my do. Yeah, I miss you guys Monday. I know you had technical difficulties. Anyway, I'm looking for some more of those pens you were passing out like a couple of years. I ran out of ink, and I was wondering if you got any more of those free pens. Them pens are great. Oh, I love that Chiampa radio pen. Let me know. Hopefully we'll see you next Monday. You get your technical difficulties straightened out. Because the Clay people, they were at a loss. They were pissed off that you weren't on the
boy.
Radio. So there was a revolution in the cave. So I had to go. All right, I'll go talk to you guys later. Right, bye.
Press 3 for advanced options.
Wow.
Press 5 to repeat the current.
Wow. That was just something.
Save it to the Revolution folder.
I think I don't know where I'm saving it.
Folder 9!
Oh no, I saved it to the wrong folder. Oh well. That's fine. I think we got some folders. So
yay.
We have a new voicemail. We're also in the process of moving to a new domain. How exciting is
yay.
That? Yes, we are going to soon be Cheyampa. We will remain Cheyampa.info. We will not be giving that up because it's ridiculously cheap, so it's pointless to give it up. Brand recognition. We also have a .org, so we will be Cheyampa.org in the near future. Joe is working on the data migration. Betty is being very, very persistently difficult with this. So
yes.
Betty does not want to allow the importation of new data.
Because actually, if I may talk about that for just a little
bit. By all means, please.
Get into the weed corner.
Oh, yes.
You know, I actually looked at both MySQL and PHP MyAdmin versions, and they seem to be both the same on both sides. So it's
really?
Like I didn't quite get why.
How are you importing it? Are you just like importing a database or are you importing a SQL statement?
Well, I tried two things. I tried exporting as a single file.
Okay.
And then that simply failed because it didn't like the encoder setting.
Okay.
And then I said, okay, let me try it as a compressed file with all of the different tables bunched up into a .zip file. And either time, it erred on the same exact thing. So it didn't matter which way I did it.
I would, my next recommendation, if you feel up to giving it a try again, is I would try exporting it as a SQL statement with create table indicated. I believe create and drop table are both options you can indicate. In the SQL statement export, it's going to be a big file, but it seems to actually work. That's always been my most successful way to move data between databases. So
we'll give it a try again. But so folks, it's been it'll become reality soon enough, even if we have to just do it from scratch on the new Cheyampa.org.
That's always hopefully not. Hopefully, I think we'll find a way to make this work.
I'm also feeling my creative oats coming back out again.
So, well, at least keep the... I want to keep the schedule and everything. I mean, that took so long for me to put all that data in.
I know.
So, you know, I want to save that. So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
But in the meantime, what you got for us?
Well, hold on. I've got to access the database first.
Okay.
And now for the database.
All right. So our first Weed Corner story of the night comes from Leafly. Last Thursday, actually would have now been two Thursdays ago, regulators granted four licenses for adult-use cannabis businesses, one in Northampton and three in Leicester, Massachusetts. Sales, however, are still on hold until the shops pass final inspections and until the state licenses its first testing laboratory. So there's always a catch. There's always a catch. Commissioners sought assurances that patients registered with the state's medical marijuana program would not be forced to compete with recreational marijuana users. And the stores are required to set aside at least 35% of their inventory for medical marijuana patients.
See, Leafly is already pretty big, and that's an app that I wanted to discuss a little bit later. So that's pretty cool.
All right. Well, I didn't even know they had an app. I just used their website.
Yeah.
All right. So our next one comes from The Hill and is about marijuana and the midterms, because we're all so excited about fucking politics, aren't we? The outcome of the 2018 midterm elections will be an important one for marijuana. Voters in Michigan will decide on Proposal 1, which permits people over the age of 21 to possess and grow cannabis and related concentrates, and offers licensing activities related to commercial marijuana production and retail marijuana sales. North Dakota, if enacted, Measure 3 would legalize the possession and use of marijuana by adults and automatically expunge most prior cannabis convictions. In Missouri and Utah, they will decide on ballot questions specific to providing medical cannabis access. Voters in a number of other states, such as California, Ohio, and Wisconsin, will all decide on a number of municipal ballot measures. Many Republican candidates running for Congress or state positions still hold strong opposition to marijuana legalization. So, you know, it's going to really depend on, you know, how the midterms turn out and who votes at the midterms. And, you know, we'll see what each state does. So, which should be interesting. And that was your Weed Corner.
It's so cool. Speaking of database, folks, I've actually been taking up a vape pen.
Right.
Anthony, thank you so much, sir. We realize that it's a different strain that I'm not quite used to. So I think my lack of feeling has been wrong.
And your slow speech may have been a result of that.
That is quite possible. They said that this particular stream makes you feel more introspective.
I see. Interesting.
Yes.
I can't remember what strain I had. It makes me hungry, and it doesn't make me giddy, but it makes me kind of mellow, which I like. I really like that. So,
well, the thing I like is the fact that it doesn't make me anxiety prone. And that's great.
It doesn't make you what?
Anxiety prone.
Oh, yeah. No, that's terrible when that should happen.
Right? So, you know, I have to say overall, it's not a bad experience. I'll be sad when the cartridge is over with.
Well, maybe you'll find a way to obtain new, more cartridges that provide you with what you seek.
Yes. So, Let's just skip the stock market corner.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. I haven't looked at the stock market in a while. I've been so busy.
On my, you can get the app on your Android phone or your iPad or Apple phone if you're one of those people.
Your iOS device.
Yes. But the Leafly app, it's a great resource because if you've got one of those packages, it labels like what the strain is.
Yeah.
You match that to the code on the app. You can click on that particular strain. You can find out all about that particular strain.
Hmm.
And if you're in a state that has legal medical or recreational use, it will find that strain for you if it's available.
Sometimes nice. It's
simply not available. It's interesting.
Interesting. That is mm-hmm. interesting.
Yeah. So how are we doing on time here?
We've got about 4:20, actually. 4 minutes and 20 seconds until we roll into your news segment.
Okay.
So well, we got about a minute or so, because the crazy news usually takes a couple minutes to get through.
Okay. Do we want to skip the dictionary, or do you want to?
You can do a dictionary. Actually, the dictionary might be a good enough good thing to do.
I can't remember which one we do, but I'll just do this one.
So, what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word.
That today, sounds right.
He's going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go.
Demented.
Ooh, dictionary, don't fail me now. Okay, and our dictionary word of the day, get this,
what?
Is instruct. Instruct. And that word means to teach, educate, to give orders to, direct. So that's pretty nice. That's a nice word. I'm going to enter that word into the database because we like entering things in the database.
Can we instruct Betty to vacuum the carpets in the studio once in a while?
Right? Or is that a Roger task?
Mm-mm. No.
I don't think Betty
no.
would like...
See, last time Roger tried vacuuming the carpets, see, he actually is kind of built almost like a shop vac in some ways. So he just kind of like took the suction on and he sucked all the dirt from one end, but he was blowing it out the other end. So he cleaned the carpet, but everything else in the room was just horrible. It's like someone came through with a leaf blower, just blew all the dirt all around all over the place. It was disgusting.
He was leaf peeping.
It was absolutely disgusting. So why don't we go ahead and let's move on to that, whatever you play, and then we'll move into the crazy news story.
Oh.
Or random news story.
If you didn't know it, and
hi,
if
Roger.
You did, hip hip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today, October 22nd, 2018, is National Nut Day and National Color Day.
Ooh.
While he colors his nuts, let's get to it, Anthony, and push a button that stimulates a spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled even though he was busy coloring his nuts, I think. Take it away, guys.
Wow. All right, Joe, give that wheel a spin.
Let's do this.
All right, there you go. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, there it goes. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, wow, that thing. Some WD-40.
Landlord put a governor on it, huh?
Something, yeah. Maybe a governor. Anything. All right, so our random news story... comes from Fox 13 News, Tampa Bay. And it's about one of our newly appointed school resource officers. So, you know, after the whole Parkland shooting, every school in Florida now has to have a resource officer, an armed resource officer.
Every school?
Every school. Every school. Every K through 12 school. I believe even the colleges. But the colleges, I think, already had them. Anywho. So they're in all, and they all recently started, because at first we had like people from the actual police force, and then eventually they trained a bunch of youngins and they came in as rent-a-cops kind of thing. They still, I think, work for the police department, but they're, you know, something. Anyway, a school security deputy pepper sprayed students at Lopez Elementary School in Sefner last Tuesday, according to Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. According to the Hillsborough County Schools, one student was treated by the school nurse. A deputy had been placed on administrative leave pending the investigation. A spokesperson for the sheriff's department said that the pepper spray is a serious tool used in the field and that it has no business being deployed around the children the police are supposed to keep safe. The spokesperson went on to say that they have zero tolerance for the misuse of the equipment in that manner, and that the deputy did not adhere to her training or the department's standards. No shit. And she'll be held accountable for pepper spraying several students.
Wow.
I think she was, I think part of the story had to go on with something that she was showing them, or they wanted to know what it smelled like or something. It was, I forget. Dick White apparently forgot to put that in there. So that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio from Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero. Be sure to visit shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
And where am I at my little scripty? Yes, I love that little movie. That means it's time for your Shyampa weather. From Chicago's Midway International Airport. Don't forget, if you've got a hot tip for the Shyampa Radio or news departments, please give us a call at 813-327-8566. But unless you're listening live, it's not currently fair at 60 degrees. The dew point is at 32. Humidity is at 38%. And the winds are out of the southwest at 8 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, clear with a low around 41. West-southwest winds 10 to 15, becoming northwest after midnight. Winds could gust as high, though, as 20 miles per hour. Tuesday, great for gay people. Sunny with a high near 50 degrees. North winds 10 to 15, with gusts as high as 20. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 39. North winds 5 to 10. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 48. Northwest. North northeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Yes. Grab your favorite device and tune in for a new episode of Headphone Meditations with John Dubose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, October 24th. Be sure to visit our website for now, shyampa.info, for our complete broadcast schedule. And hey, come say hi in the chat room too. I don't know where that file is. It's unfortunate. Oh, wait, here it is.
And now for the news.
Yeah.
And now for the news.
Well, it sure looks mysterious to me, but worst of all, it's just more water junk polluting the ocean, sad face.
Hey, that sounds like fun.
In October, a marine rescue group in South Carolina is trying to identify a mysterious large object that washed up on an island beach. The Lowcountry Marine Mammal Network posted a photo to Facebook showing the strange object that washed up on a Seabrook Island beach. Commenters suggested the object looked like a piece of a spaceship or a movie prop. Perhaps the foot of a Star Wars AT-AT. The group said the object seems foam-like to touch, and, despite its appearance, does not contain any metal. Some have suggested the object resembles the shape of a damaged marine buoy, like those used by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Seabrook Island officials had the object removed by a truck and trailer, but they have not commented on the identity of the unusual piece of debris.
It's an alien ship.
Yes, right? That's what it looks like. See the picture.
Yeah, no, I looked. It's kind of crazy.
But let's move on.
Yeah, let's do that.
If we have any updates for you, folks, I'll be sure to provide them.
Fiddles McGinty!
We haven't heard you in a long time, and it's coming. And you're going to be coming back around in, what, in February, March?
March. Probably March.
But poor bird, victim of nature and man-made 2-ton or more objects. Yes, a cockatoo that had escaped serious injury when it became embedded in the front grille of a moving vehicle is suspected of flying drunk.
No way.
Australian rescuers say. Casper's Bird Rescue said a driver traveling in the Adelaide Hills area.
Adelaide.
Spotted a flock of cockatoos, but didn't notice until she arrived at work in Hondorf that a cockatoo had flown into the front grille of her vehicle and became stuck. She thought that she might have hit one because she felt a bit of a bump. Casper's Bird Rescue volunteer Wendy told the Australian Broadcasting Corp, but she didn't realize it was actually trapped in the car and very much alive until she pulled up at work and saw it sticking up the front of the bonnet.
Nice.
Wendy said, "I've never seen anything like it." Wendy and some helpful bystanders used a crowbar and a circular saw to free the cockatoo, they dubbed Pretzel.
Pretzel.
Yes.
All right.
The rescuer said she was shocked when she took Pretzel to a veterinarian and learned he had evaded serious injury from the crash. "I thought he would at least have a few fractures. His wing was quite twisted when we pulled him out, but the worst he has is one little scratch under one wing and one missing flight feather." What is it with drunk animals, human or animals? What is it with drunk animals that just don't get hurt?
It's, I believe it comes down to the fact that you're relaxed. So, you know, normally when you're not drunk and you're about to crash into something, you tense up. And that actually causes more issues. Drunk people, they're just kind of willy-nilly, I'm just floating around, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they run into a wall and they don't feel it. And they're all kind of just whatever.
Well, yeah. Apparently the damn bird was drunk when it crashed into the car. And you know how, Anthony?
Oh, wow. How
because
drunk was it?
Sometimes cockatoos and galahs will eat fermenting wheat and grapes on the side of the road and get a little bit too drunk. So it's possible that he was under the influence, and that's why he decided to loop back around towards this giant chunk of metal.
Wow.
Crazy. So let's get on to this next story.
Yeah, because we just heard the gong.
Yeah. Uh-oh, it's time to get your trophy dispenser out, Anthony. Yeah, the mother of a St. Louis high school student was suing after her son did not make the varsity soccer team.
Oh, that's so sad.
Play on the junior varsity team, according to KTVI. The woman's attorney said the issue in the case filed in federal court is age and sex discrimination. Boo-hoo. Her son is only identified as John Doe in court papers. Some Friday morning, Laud High School officials said if a junior does not make the varsity team, the boy cannot play again on the junior varsity team. The school said this is to give younger students a chance to develop their skills so that they will be prepared to try out for varsity. The student's mother says her son, a junior, who already played on the junior varsity team, is good enough to play again on the same team and should be allowed to do so, despite not making the varsity squad. The coach sent the family an email that said their son was in consideration when it came to picking varsity team members. He wrote that the boy has holes in his technical ability and decision-making. The family appealed the coach's ruling to the superintendent, who decided the family's complaint was unsubstantiated. The mother's suit also claims her son is the victim of age and gender discrimination because she says the rules are different for the girls' soccer team. The coach's testimony indicated the 7 juniors cut from the varsity team were not good enough to play with one junior varsity team member. He said the reason he said nice things about John Doe was to build his self-esteem and not punch him in the gut after being cut from the varsity team. The lawyer for John Doe also introduced documents that said show player performance ratings given by coaches that ranked John Doe above other boys who made varsity. Also, in courtroom testimony, it was revealed that the school does not have a policy keeping juniors from playing junior varsity sports. Depends on how many students try out for a certain sport and how many spots are on the team. The coach said this applied to both the girls and boys team. The judge did not decide that day, but we did learn that this bitch lost her case. Ha ha ha. You know, if you don't make it, you don't make it. You move on. And no. That's what we're going to do right now because we're done with the news.
Yeah, I think we've extended our news period here. All right, hold on. Let me pop in here. There we go. All right. Where were we? All right. All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried GMO loaded experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, a gays in schools debate fuels a political power shift in Australia. In other news, a far-right homophobe leads a pro-gay leftist in Brazil's presidential race. Honduran and Cuban presidents split on marriage equality. Uruguay's trans people win identity, health, and job rights. Sydney Angelicans evict non-believers. Cops and Courage characterize Pride and Lublin. There you go. And Montego Bay. And Trump voters lament most discriminated against U.S. white men. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyenne Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. The world will start spinning again in about 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Moo and Ike, moo. We got baby, spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like too, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs. Ooh, and oink.
Message for Ronald McDonald.
I do believe this mailbox is addressing me. McDonald's Happy Meal.
Hamburger.
Oh, regular size.
Now that's what I call special delivery.
Skiing? Gymnastics?
When you buy a McDonald's Good Sports Happy Meal, you get sports games, cutouts, even sports quizzes, plus a surprise inside. 4 different Good Sports Happy Meal boxes at participating McDonald's.
Hi, Dad.
John, you clown. Come here, you.
You're early.
Yeah, well, I was
new. Yeah,
it is.
6,000 SPE? You're kidding.
What do you mean?
My dad? A Pontiac 6,000?
That's high-tech stuff.
The fuel-injected V6, right?
Yeah.
Four-wheel disc brakes?
Yeah.
It's got everything.
Listen, come here. I know you've been hitting the books pretty hard. So, let's go for a ride.
All right.
We will
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Radio Moscow, Moscow. This is Radio Moscow, and here is the news.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Moscow.
Czechoslovak Radio Prague. Czechoslovak Radio Prague.
Where are my priorities? What the fuck? I just had a moment where I completely blacked out and have no clue which way my digital circuity was taking me. Input dynamite, hash, tag oopsie betty bit tie, version 2.138, data crystal 9, reboot. Please wait. Blackout. Please wait, cat pooped, input error, meow. Poop, pow, error, poop. D. Loop. Error. Poop. Roger. Poop. Error. Roger fucking damn you. Error. System fatal error. Ba-whoop. Ba-weep. Returning you to Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-pippin' shiznat from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Alright, go ahead and cue Roger.
Yay. Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and woo-hoo. What you waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Shyampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's radio show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John DuBose every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Sometimes you just gotta access the database before you get to the weather. Let's go find the weather here. Where's the weather? Hello, weather. There's the weather. Excuse me. All right. Before we get started with crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is currently... No, don't refresh the page. Come back here. Hold on. Unless you're listening live, it is currently partly cloudy and 79 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 47%, a heat index of 80 degrees. The dew point is 57 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 68. On Tuesday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 84. On Tuesday night, will be mostly sunny with a high near... Hello? Oh, I seem to have lost my right side of my head. Hello?
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
I think my headphones have become faulty. How about that? I'm talking out of one side of my head. Anyway, so Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 70. And Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 84.
That's awkward.
Oh, goodness, that's frightening. And now it's time for some crazy Florida news. Let me open it, and we got to access the database. Unfortunately, and I know Bill has brought this up in the past on the fact that we use a canned bong hit. But unfortunately, you know, there are other ways now than just smoking a bong. So, unfortunately, they don't make noise. So,
you know, I haven't smoked a bong in so long.
I don't even know if I still have one. I'm sure I have one somewhere. I'm sure Benny stuck it somewhere in the closet.
I have two pipes, and I have now this new vape pen. I mean, for myself, it's... I don't have guests over that. That's true.
You know, now that my friend Brian moved up to New York, I don't hardly have guests over anymore either.
Yeah. So it's like, why do I need to keep all these devices around?
Why do you need all these devices? So anyway, we will start with our first news story of the night. WFTV, ABC News Channel 9 in Orlando brings us our first Florida news story of the night of a woman with her emotional support animal.
Oh, God.
We know how we love emotional support animals, right?
God, yes.
Okay, this one is good, but I still don't think it will match mine if I finally get my wish. Frontier Airline officials said that the woman noted in her reservation that she was bringing an emotional support animal, but did not indicate that it was a squirrel that had moose poop issues. I don't remember it having moose poop issues, but clearly the script in the news script has changed. So, upon discovering the squirrel on the aircraft, upon discovering the squirrel on the aircraft, the flight crew asked the woman to get off the plane, but she refused. Orlando police were called and asked everyone to deplane so they could deal with the crazy woman. Officers eventually escorted the crazy woman off the plane and brought her to the main terminal. Video shows crowds cheering as she was taken off the plane. Rodents, including squirrels, are not allowed on Frontier flights, officials said, which caused an incident on the woman's flight. This incident is one of many recent incidents involving emotional support animals on planes. And moose poop, just recently a woman tried to get an emotional support peacock through security at Newark Airport. In the last year, all major airlines have started to change their policies for bringing animals into the cabin. Most airlines now require a note from a doctor, which can be purchased online for a very cheap amount.
Really?
Yeah, you can buy those online now. Advanced notification and the animal's vaccine records. Most airlines also have restricted which types of support animals are allowed on board. Delta, for example, has banned goats, hedgehogs, and the other animal with horns. I still want to fly with my emotional support donkey.
So, if I have an emotional support snake?
Yeah, you might be able to do the emotional support snake on Frontier Airlines. And I believe they might fly into Chicago.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah. Wait. Right? So the TC Palm brings us our next Florida news story of the night from Off the Beat column by William Greenlee. Thomas of Port St. Lucie was arrested on a battery charge after the incident at Makita Buffet in Jensen Beach. The victim told a Marion County Sheriff's deputy that Thomas struck him after an argument over sauce on his lo mein noodles. The victim said that the man left in a Lincoln Navigator with dark rims, which a deputy found and spoke with Thomas. Thomas stated that he was with his family at Makita Buffet and approached the stir fry section with lo mein and asked the cook for a non-spicy sauce, according to reports. Thomas then said the man from behind the counter ran screaming at him and demanded that Thomas leave the restaurant and grabbed his arm. Jesus, I'll never ask for something not spicy either. Holy shit. Thomas said when the man grabbed his arm, he slapped the man's hand away and left with his family. Witnesses told deputies that the victim was on the phone and told Thomas, to leave when Thomas slapped him in the face. Thomas was arrested and taken to Marion County Jail, where it's unclear whether lo mein noodles were served as part of the menu.
Wow.
Yeah, buffets, people in buffets acting badly.
It's horrible. Buffets should be happy times.
Buffets should be happy times, but unfortunately buffets are also crawling with E. coli and some unsavory characters. So... unfortunately, as much as I love a good buffet, and trust me, there's not been a buffet that I've met that I did not like. I do have my issue with buffets nowadays because it just, I don't know. If I could go and, like, sanitize it, It just frightens me. People are piggy. People are disgusting. So,
and you know, by the way, if you have any comments about any of these things that we're talking about tonight, you can pop into our chat room at shyampa.info or give us a call at 813-327-8566.
And if you pooped in a buffet, Joe definitely wants to know.
Oh, yes.
So our final news story comes from the Smoking Gun and brings us a man who likes to assault people with his sausages. Wow. Police charged the Hermes, a 22-year-old Floridian from Bradenton, battered his 41-year-old mother after asking her to make him some food around 8 p.m. last Monday. Well, 2 Mondays ago now. The victim agreed to prepare a meal, but asked her son to give her a few minutes to finish what the hell she was doing. I mean, Jesus Christ, these kids are so fucking demanding. The unemployed Hermes became angry when he was asked to wait. So he threw his sausages at his mother, striking her in the right eye with one of the sausages. He also allegedly pushed the victim backwards and placed his hands around her neck, but did not restrict her breathing. So you get all pissed off because she's like, I got to finish doing this. You got to wait, you know, and oh, nope, you got to cook my shit now. I need instant gratification. During police questioning, Hermes claimed that his mother walked up and bumped him while he was eating in the kitchen, causing him to get mad and throw the sausages at her. There is no reason to throw sausages at anyone. Nobody should be throwing sausages, period.
You should be throwing sausages onto the grill.
Them on the grill is acceptable. If you're doing a sausage toss with, like, giant clown pants, you know how you do the pie tosses with the giant clown pants? Do a sausage toss. That's an acceptable sausage toss.
Yeah.
You know, there's other ways, too, but we're not rated for that.
The clay people have
special. And I'm sure the clay people have something to do with their sausages. Anyway, let's move on. Where were we? Okay. During police, walked up, bumped him, causing him to get mad, throw a sausage. Hermes contended that he had not done anything wrong, adding that he would not have tossed the sausages if his mother would have said that she was sorry. You are not entitled for a trophy and an apology for everything.
What's wrong with these people?
I know, right? Hermes was busted for misdemeanor domestic battery and booked into the county jail, where he remains locked up on $750 bond. Upon his release, Hermes has been ordered to stay at least 500 feet from his mother. Hermes was arrested earlier this year following a physical confrontation with his stepfather, who found Hermes smoking pot on his front porch. Hermes subsequently pleaded to no contest to misdemeanor marijuana possession and resisting police charges. That's your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You are tuned into Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Wow, thanks, Betty. I don't even know where your file is.
My head itches.
Your head itches.
My head itches.
So, well, good. We actually have had a...
you got it, Joe.
Oh, well, thank you, Betty.
What the fuck am I? Chopped liver, Betty?
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. There you go. Jesus.
Yeah, you know, it's political season. The midterms are coming up. November 6th is when you go to vote. Vote now early if you're into all that. You know, I can go to vote as soon as I wake up. The polls are open.
Okay.
Well, that's not true. If I wake up at 2 in the morning, the polls are open.
I was
going to
say, if you get up at 2, well, if you vote by mail, the polls are always open.
Yeah, right.
Until the deadline. And that's how I voted. I voted by mail this year. So,
I always just go into the polling place.
And I think we got a caller. It looks like we got a caller coming in, so hold on, let's grab this. Caller, you were on the air.
This caller.
Sounds like Ezel.
This is Ezel Magadu.
Hey, Ezel.
How's it going?
Oh, man, I'm glad you guys are back on the air.
Are the Clay people happy?
Oh man, I'm not getting a good connection, man.
Well, we can hear you just fine, so just go ahead and talk.
Just go ahead.
Tell us what's happening.
Oh yeah, Joe. Yeah, can you hear me now?
Kind of.
Yes.
Step more out of the cave.
I gotta get out of the cave. Hold on, I gotta call you right back. I gotta get out of the cave.
Okay. All right. Ezel's out of the cave.
So, well, you know, that happens, though. You don't get cellulite signal everywhere.
No, it does happen that way. And, you know, depending on where... I know the Clay people are in a cave.
Well, here in Chicago, you can get in the subways.
Okay, let's see what's happening here. Let's go ahead and grab this. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, all right, this is Ezel Magadu.
Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
We hear you. Like 4x5, I say.
That sounds good.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can.
Man, I'm glad you guys are back.
Thank you.
We are too.
We're glad to be back too. Yeah, it's been a messed up time, I tell you.
I'm breaking up again, man. It must be the aliens that messed up.
It might be the aliens.
Oh, man, but I'm glad you're back, man. I had a disaster going here with these damn Clay people, man.
Yeah, what were they doing? We can hear you fine, so you can tell the story. What were the Clay people doing?
Well, yeah, you guys weren't on, so they got all pissed off, them Clay people. They say, well, we only get our news from Joe and Anthony. We don't. So, you know what they did? They started watching that cable news shit,
That's all that news is trash. All that cable news is trash.
Man, I'm telling you, I had a problem on my hands, man. They you know what they did? They went out and got one of them $100 DNA tests.
Oh boy. Wow.
They were watching the news about that DNA shit going around, and they got a DNA test, and they come up to me and they say, you know what? We found out that we're 1/1000 T-Rex. They got T-Rex in their blood.
They got T-Rex in their blood. Wow, that's quite amazing. T-Rex.
Yeah, but that ain't the bad part. Now these crazy Clay people, they want to become emotional comfort animals now they got T-Rex in them.
Well, you know what? That's not a bad thing.
No.
This is a marketing opportunity. What you need to do is you need to rent out the Clay people as emotional support Clay people.
That's what I was thinking, man.
There you go.
And except for them stinking a little bit, you know, they ain't too bad, man.
Just spray them down with something. You know what? Spray them down with Lysol and put a stick up in them.
Yeah, or you know what? I was going to put some kind of glaze, a confectioner's glaze or something.
There you go.
I'll put a spray with that. Yeah, that'd be sweet.
That might make them too stiff, though. They might not be able to move very well.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm telling you. But you're right, man. I tell you what, Joe, you got to get yourself in. Probably you're doing it. I think it's Florida got it now. You got to get some of that medical marijuana, man. Get on that motherfucking medical marijuana thing, man.
It's expensive in Florida.
I got a PTSD, man. Oh, man, that shit is good. Oh, it's the best shit in the world, man.
Well, my sources get me...
GMOs, nothing, man.
My sources get me the good shit, so...
Oh, man, I'm telling you. You know what? We don't need no recreational marijuana. Just everybody. You know what? Everybody got a fucking head problem anyway. Every motherfucker I meet's got a head problem.
We all got head problems.
That's right. So go to Dr. Feel Good, get yourself a note, and, man, get some of that medical shit, man. It's the best stuff in the world. It'll straighten your ass out real cool, man.
All right,
boys. I just want to let you know the Clay people are back to listening to Joe and Anthony, and I'm trying to get them on that comfort dog or comfort animals.
There you go. Yeah, run them out for comfort animals. That'd be great.
I would love
it. Yeah, and then when I come down to Florida in February, man, I'm gonna bring me about a dozen clay people.
There you go.
Man, we're gonna be on the beach and shit, man.
There you go. Comfort clay people. All right, Ezel, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, fix that goddamn jack system or whatever you guys go on. All right, we'll see you later, boys.
Bye, Ezel.
Comfort ants.
I don't know. Comfort ants is, that might be kind of uncomfortable. Oh, and you know what else is uncomfortable is saying goodbye. An hour goes by so quickly. Yet, isn't it amazing? We spend so much time preparing for 1 hour.
I know.
Because we bring you quality programming on Cyan Radio. But it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and the fire marshal's here.
No!
So I want to thank you, Betty. Unplug yourself. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, and those six toasters listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Roger, go into low power mode immediately. Anyways, hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Triampa Radio. Remember, all times are Eastern. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, and then Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. But remember, all times are Eastern.
So many options, I'm just confused. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit,
like
Betty.
Options.
Yeah, she plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then, on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers. Weekdays afternoon, starting at 3:30 Eastern, Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
You know, in lieu of what I usually say, I wanted to say quickly that Weekday Rush Hour has been more random lately than ever.
Hasn't it? I've been very happy with that.
Although, but there are some moments when I'm like, oh my god, this is going on too long.
Yeah, I do the same thing, and that sometimes I'll hit the dump button on my phone. Okay, we're done. We're going to another one.
See, I know you got it all set up, but
it's all good.
I'm scared.
You're scared.
I'm scared of technology in certain ways. I don't want to break the wheels.
Fair enough.
Because I'll push something and, oh my god, World War III will start.
You do have a tendency to do that, don't you?
Yes, I do. Oh, there goes the there goes the national anthem.
Strike up the band.
Which means, you know, I'm going to say it here first. I think we're set for martial law sometime soon. I don't know why. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad my suburb is not so populated, but it'll be quite ugly either which way.
Mm-hmm.
Especially more in your area than your, yeah, cities will be definitely not a good place to be. So, anyway, on that wonderful, like a lead balloon, Joe. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We should be back next week. Check out our blog at chiampa.info, soon to be .org. Remember, folks, don't fly drunk with your emotional support squirrel while you're in litigation about not getting your trophy as you beat a mysteriously squishy object on the beach with your sausages. Have a good night, a good week. And stay tuned for, I think, a brand new episode of This Way Out with a B, A for Abracadabra.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an knee.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.